Numerous Milton children, through one unique circumstance or another, face umpteen restrictions throughout their day-to-day lives. One local woman is putting a pause on that. Coming to know many special needs kids and their families through her WeCare pediatric home health care practice, Megan Walker has now turned her attention to breaking down the barriers to Halloween fun. She's doing so as one of the newest members of the Treat Accessibly Village of Communities, which since 2017 has championed the call for inclusivity with a curbside trick or treating experience. Concarden Terrace will be the site for an accessible curbside trick or treat experience October 27th. Steve LeBlanc, Milton Today. "I was actually surprised Milton didn't already have this," said Walker, who along with about a dozen neighbors and other volunteers will transform Concarden Terrace, off Savaline Boulevard, just south of Main Street, into a safe and welcoming environment on Sunday, October 27th from 2 to 4 p.m. "We're encouraging everyone to come out and attend." That, she says, includes more than just little ones with mobility issues and other special needs. "We encourage typical kids to come because it shows there's events for kids with special needs and there's nothing wrong with them. We're just trying to break a stigma." Among the costumed cuties ready to join in the first-time local Treat Accessibly festivities is 10-year-old Sophia Kovic, whom Father Boyan describes as rambunctious, stubborn, capable of unconditional love and an all-around blessing on her family. "She's the center of our world," he said, as Mom Emily and Big Sis Maya help Sophia don her skeleton outfit. Born with a rare condition called Smith-Lemli-Opitz, the nonverbal and physically challenged youth isn't new to trick or treating, though being carried up individual driveways and porch steps has made things a little tiring. Needless to say, news of Walker's alternative was met favorably by the entire household. "I think it's great, considering how many kids there are with special needs. It's wonderful," said Boyan. Added Emily, "It's great. Sophia's really going to enjoy it." In the spirit of inclusivity, Walker has considered those participants with feeding tubes or who can't eat orally. With a no-kid-goes-away empty-handed plan in place, there will be more than just tasty treats on hand. The goodies assortment will include balloons and gift bags with a selection of tiny toys and scented stickers, among other little items. "That's my biggest thing, trying to include everyone, no matter what," said Walker, who encourages Miltonians to visit Treat Accessibly's website and follow its template to make their home trick or treat accessible. Adding to the afternoon festivities will be a visit from local firefighters with their shiny red truck. While having received a lot of positive feedback about the event and having invited the Darling Home for Kids to join in, Walker says it's hard to predict how many children will attend. "The hope is a lot, and, looking ahead, that this opens the door to a combined Halloween experience with the Milton DBIA's Tiny Tots Trick or Treat. Those wishing to help out on Concarden Terrace October 27th can simply show up with treats and either donate them to a station or set one up themselves."